Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. We know that the COVID-19 pandemic is overwhelming South Africans. A lot of families have been affected by the pandemic, and when in isolation, it becomes extremely difficult for people to take care of family members. Now, one organization based in Indonesia has been coming to the assistance of those that have been affected by COVID-19, and that's the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Indonesia branch. Now, to tell us more about the service that they are offering to the community of Indonesia by bringing services to them, bringing hot meals for COVID-19 stricken families delivered to their home, counseling services for COVID stricken families and the bereaved. To tell us more on the line, we are joined by Mufti Muhammad Bulbulia, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the service they are offering to the community of Malaysia and surrounds. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan for having us on the Radio Islam. Our service basically is just to ease the hardship of the families when they're suffering through COVID. Many of them are unable or don't have the strength to cook, so we'll bring in the service of food right to the door, saving them the energy of or inconvenience of trying to prepare meals for our family, as well as many of them go through depression because of that isolation and loneliness. They start feeling depressed. We're offering service of counseling over the cell phone, as well as those that suffer any losses, to comfort them. We have service of counseling over the phone.
Mufti Sahib, one of the things that obviously has been very critical, especially with the onset of this pandemic, is to avoid close contacts, to avoid being in contact with people, social distancing. When you deliver the meals to these people that have been affected by COVID-19, what precautions does Jamia take to ensure that those that are assisting do not become infected as well?
So the normal precautions of the masking that is taken, and the meals are left at the front. So we generally just knock and leave the meals at the front, and then we move away. All meals are put in a packer with our logo and it on it. So there's no physical contact at all with any family members.
Well, this up another question that comes to mind, obviously, is with regards to the economic aspect of it. We know that COVID-19 has affected a number of families in South Africa, also communities, because a lot of people have lost their jobs. Who has been your main donors or contributors to this wonderful service to the community?
So our donors are all our well-wishers, generally, that just provide lila. And anyone else we wanted to accept, whoever is wanting to contribute, we accept anyone's contribution, inshallah. Names and it we don't give out is totally for people that our well wishers and wish for a reward in akhirah and not for name and fame.
And finally, Mufti Sahib, your last thoughts and comments, anything you want to share with the listeners of Radio Islam and also to the various communities in Malaysia and South Africa?
Just the general is that everyone should take the precautions. If you know that you have any symptoms, don't go out. Sanitize, wear a mask, do social distancing, and may Allah Ta'ala keep everyone safe, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, on behalf of Radio Islam International and also the community of Indonesia, I want to say jazakallah to you and to all the volunteers and all those that are assisting in bringing this much-needed service to the various communities. May Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly for your efforts, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan to all the community members for the perpetual support towards the Jamiat.
Jazakallah. Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.